Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
How do people feel about vaccines for diseases like the measles? Well, it may depend on where you live.
A global study by Britain's Wellcome Trust finds public confidence in vaccines is highest in poorer countries, but weaker in wealthier ones. This despite medical evidence that shows vaccines save up to 3 million lives a year, co-author Charlie Weller.
The message is that vaccines are safe and effective are getting to many people, but not everyone. So how do we get those messages to the right people?
Recent measles outbreaks in the U.S., the Ukraine, and the Philippines suggest entire populations there have lost the herd immunity that only comes when more than 90% of people are inoculated.
New research shows there could be a link between unhealthy eating and dementia.
Could fast food be the cause of dementia? Researchers at Australian National University say they found strong evidence that people's unhealthy eating habits and lack of exercise for sustained periods puts them at serious risk of developing type 2 diabetes and shows significant declines in brain function, such as dementia and brain shrinkage. They urge everyone to get in shape as early as possible by early adulthood. Their research shows 30% of the world's adult population is overweight or obese, and more than 10% of adults will suffer from type 2 diabetes by the year 2030.
There is some good news about obesity. A new study shows kids are beginning to slim down.
The study of preschool children on government food aid suggests they're reaching ever healthier body mass indexes. After peaking in 2010, the CDC says 2 to 4-year-olds from all racial and ethnic groups continue to record statistically significant declines in obesity. The researchers theorize it's due to the addition of more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains to school meals. The results are important because obese kids often grow up to be obese, unhealthy adults.
And that's today's Health Checkup. I'm Fred Bottomer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.